Best way to start your sporting weekend. The quarter hour quarrel's there as well. Treble 6, treble 0, book your call now. On the biggest station for Mansfield Town, it's Mansfield 103.2. Yes, a very good evening. Glad to have you with us. I'm Jason Harrison. Still living off of Saturday. What a day that was at St James's Park. What a fantastic day. And I think the one word that I would have chosen as I walked away from that massive stadium on Saturday would be pride of everybody that wore amble and blue that day. Peter Shirtliffe as well doing a fantastic job as we humbled Newcastle United for 79 minutes. And if you're going to lose, you might as well lose to an Alan Shearer goal. Just when he makes history as well. In the studio alongside me is Team Mansfield's Chris Vasper. And Chris, you're up there, of course, at St James's Park. Let's talk first of all about some of the recent games for Mansfield Town. And that was a day to be proud, to be a Mansfield Town fan.
It was. It was a fantastic day. From the moment we got on the coaches and left to go to Newcastle. That fantastic, fantastic stadium and the noise from the Stags fans. I was disappointed in the Newcastle fans. I thought they would be far more supportive of their team and add to the atmosphere. And the team played out of their socks, and Peter Shirtliffe is duly right to be proud of his players, and the fans have every right to be proud of Peter Shirtliffe and the players. It was a brilliant day.
And it was just a shame we couldn't bring them back down to Phil Mill to sort of give them a mullering on our own patch.
I know. At the beginning of the day, I thought I'd just love to see us score a goal. I'd really love to see us score a goal and come away with our heads held high. And at the end of it, I was disappointed because we were by far and away the best team on the day. I know there was a period in the second half when they were, you know, really putting the pressure on, and it's when their goal came. But I think we played the better football. I think Adam Rundle was outstanding, along with Giles Coke. And it's a shame we don't get to play in stadiums like that every week. It's back to normal tomorrow.
And do you know what? I'm going to sort of praise Carlton Palmer on a comment he made earlier on this season. He said that his Mansfield Town side, and this side that we're seeing at the moment, even though it has got a few other players in it, plays better against sides that allow them to play the game and perhaps would do a lot better in a higher division. You know, we've seen it against Stoke, we saw it, you know, against Southampton where they were allowing us to pass the ball around. Newcastle allowed us to do that as well. And, well, to be honest, for 79 minutes, you couldn't see who was the Premiership side.
No, I absolutely agree. I think the problem with Carlton Palmer's side was that Carlton didn't know what was his best formation, who were his best players and whatever. Peter Shirtliffe has come in. He knows his best players. He knows his best formation. He's gelled them all together, and I think he's done an absolutely outstanding job.
What about the next fortnight, though? 5 league games, 15 points up for grabs. We've got to stop thinking about Newcastle pretty quickly, haven't we?
Yeah, and you tend to find that a lot of clubs, when they go on a cup run and they are the focus of national media attention, and you know, they go on these runs of winning cup games, you tend to find that once they go back into the league after that run is finished, they do struggle. So I think Peter's got to get the players' feet firmly on the ground and recognise that tomorrow they're playing one of the top two teams in the division.
Grimsby Town, of course.
Yeah, and then on Tuesday it's a difficult away trip again for various reasons to Shrewsbury. So it's going to be a time when it will define how our season will probably end.
I know there's a lot of people out there already looking at the playoffs, only 7 or 8 points away. You know, you look down there now, you see Rushden and Diamonds, Stockport 10 points adrift of Mansfield. But you still feel we can, you know, there's still a possibility we could get sucked down in there.
There is, because you are only a few points away from, you know, you're a few points away from the playoffs, you're a few points away from dropping down. You win 2 games, you're up there. You lose 2 games, you're back in the mire. And for me, this season is about surviving and staying in the division, and then let Peter build a team for next season, with hopefully some money to be able to do that.
Well, we started the
Sports Talk on Mansfield 103.2, sponsored by Runbrooks Toyota. Book your test drive now in the all-new Aygo and Yaris on 01623 656 568.
Welcome back to Sports Talk on this Friday evening. Going into the quarter hour quarrel now. 01623 666 000 is the number to call. Book your call now. And between now and 10 to 7, we'll talk about all things Mansfield Town. And alongside me in the studio, I'm Jason Harrison, of course, is Chris Vasper from Team Mansfield. So let's go to the first line, shall we? It's Alan Barker from Bullwell. Are you there, Alan? Hi, Alan, you there?
Yes, Jason.
Ah, finally got you there, mate. How are you doing?
Not bad.
Right, what's your point for us this evening?
I'd like to say how pleased I was with the performance. I didn't go last week to Newcastle, but I listened to it on the radio, and they played, and by all, from what I've been told, they were played very well, and, you know, the Newcastle fans, you know, sort of were swapping scarves at the end of the game, and, you know, it was a real, you know, party atmosphere. What I wanted concern about, you know, now we're out of the cup and we've got to go back to the business of getting up out of this, you know, bottom half of the table. You know, we've just signed this new player from Sheffield Wednesday. Just hoping that we can get somebody that, you know, another signing, maybe someone of experience, you know, an old head that can sort of steady the ship. And would money be available to buy somebody, you know, that's really experienced?
Do you agree with Chris, then, that we still need to add a few more players to the side, then?
Definitely, especially in midfield, and also a goalkeeper, you know, because, I mean, we've only got Pressman, and that's really experienced. We could do with an experienced goalkeeper as cover. Because you only have to look what happened to Darlington last week at Notts. We're not having, another goalkeeper.
Oh, I trust Jason White in those situations, though. I mean, yep. He's come on and done some sterling work, hasn't he, Chris Vasper, when he's been called up?
Yeah, he did very well in the Carling Cup when he came on and played. I think Pressman gets a bit of a bad press. I think he's done really, really well recently. He's a fantastic shot stopper. But as long as I can remember, we've never had an experienced goalkeeper as a second goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you have to give Jason the chance. And let's hopefully get... the thing is, Pressman said this is probably his last season.
So does he need somebody
Jason,
in there?
Absolutely. Does Jason step up and become our first-team goalkeeper?
But he's getting to an age now where he's got to prove it, hasn't he?
Yeah, but he can only prove it if he's playing.
Well, it's a quandary, and I know it's something that I'm sure we'll find out in the next few months. Thanks for your call there, Alan Barker.
Okay,
from Bullwell. 01623 666 000 is the number to call. Let's move to South Normanton. Barry Coleman. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, yeah. What's your point for us tonight, mate?
Well, it's argument with Team Mansfield, really.
Oh, fire away. I'm sure Chris will answer this one for you.
Yeah, I've got no argument against them, what they're doing, as long as they protest out the ground and after the game. Because Bristol Rovers, it cost us the game. I think Team Mansfield cost us the game. I mean, we were 2-0 up, and they're protesting, throwing balloons about, invaded the director's box. It definitely affected the players. We were 2-0 up, and went 2-1, 2-2. We come out at half-time, get back to 3-2, and they started again. And it definitely affected the players. You know, and we don't need it. You know, if you don't want to come to the ground and pay the £15 or whatever you pay to Mr. Aslam, don't bother coming. You can protest out the ground and after the match, but don't protest when we're winning.
Okay, Chris, your response to that?
When we played at Oxford, we started a protest chant and we went and scored. You know, you can't argue that. No disrespect, but I think that's a silly argument to say that a protest by 10 people bouncing up...
There was more than 10 people there, Chris, protesting.
I'm sorry.
I mean, they invaded the director's box, which caused trouble. You know, there was more than 10 people chanting. You know, I'm not having that. And a lot of Mansfield Town supporters are really, really cheesed off with it.
Okay, if you let me answer the question, there were 10 of us in the protest with the balloons.
You're like sheep. Everybody follows.
Can I answer the question? If you let me answer the question.
You're not answering the question because you said there's 10 protesters and there was more than 10. You know that, and the rest of the people that were there know there were more than 10. It upset the game, and it upset the crowd. That's all I'm saying to you. And you know it did.
Listen, there were 10 of us in the balloon demonstration. If fans decide to chant wherever they are in the ground, that is entirely up to them. I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, you can't just sit back and watch Mr. Haslam loan himself over £1 million and think it's going to be all okay. And at some point, you have to protest. Now,
well,
whether
why
it be...
Why don't you do it outside the ground? Not when we're playing the game. We're there to get out the mess we're in, you know, and it does affect the players. They're thinking, the crowd want Haslam out, and he's out, you know, he's the director of the club. You know, he's put the club where it is. I know he owns the money. Don't get me wrong. I hope he does pay it back, you know, because he's done wrong. But end of the day, we're playing football. We're not playing financials on the pitch.
Well, I'm just going to have to agree to disagree with you, because when we started chanting Haslam out, or whatever it was when we were at Oxford, we went and scored a goal. So you can't turn round and say it's affecting the players on the pitch. Did you go to the Oxford game?
Yes.
And did you hear the chants, Haslam out, the fans started singing? The players hear the noise, and they react to the noise.
They all start singing when somebody starts singing. You know, they tried it on at Newcastle two or three in front of me. But nothing happened, you know, and they just turned around and sat down. They tried to kick off at Newcastle. I mean, what the hell's good doing it at Newcastle? I'm sorry, but you're out of order.
Okay, Barry. Well, I agree to disagree with you.
We'll have to let you go, Barry. But thanks, you put your point, and we need to get everybody else on as well. It's a busy switchboard tonight, and Barry, you've had your fair time with us here. 01623 666 000 is number to call. Joe Birtley from Woodhouse is on next. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Jason.
Hello. What's your point for us tonight, mate? You sound cheery.
I'm a season ticket holder.
Ah, right. Okay.
I travel up every game from
you,
Mansfield.
You poor fool, having to watch that week in, week out, eh?
As your fans will tell you, that's loyalty for you. My brother even travels up from Portsmouth every game, so he must be worse than me.
My word.
I'd just like to say how pleased and chuffed I was with the Mansfield fans.
Agreed.
On Saturday. I thought they were fantastic. And the pub we go in, which is the Black Bull, which is a lot of your fans will understand now, the Mansfield people who were in there, they just couldn't believe the hospitality that they were getting from the Newcastle people. Mm. And I'd just like to say, what a fantastic day, and I'd like to see all those 5,500 that went up on Saturday. Let's get a few of them that went Saturday to the next home game.
Absolutely. Great call, Joe. Thank you very much. And is Souness out?
Yes, I think so, yes. I don't think he's any good for us, and I don't think he will do anything for us.
After he gave us
the
no respect.
The thing is, we wouldn't get in place of him. If we get all our injuries back, I think then probably we would be all right.
Well, let's hope it ends up it being a decent season for you, Joe. Thanks very much, Joe Birtley there from Mansfield Woodhouse, but a Newcastle fan. 01623 666 000 is the number to call. Let's go to Chris Williams in Huthwaite. Hi, Chris.
Hi there. Hi. Right?
Yeah, not bad at all, mate. What's your view me, Chris Vasper, tonight?
Before I go into the subject of Mr. Haslam, first of all, my condolences, and I think from all Mansfield fans, to James Bowge and his family.
Absolutely. Great call, yes.
And secondly, I'd like to say how proud I was to be a Mansfield supporter last week. Absolutely fantastic. Mm. I've never gone up so many flights of stairs to get to a football match. I was sat next to God, aren't we?
Oh, it was quite scary up there, wasn't it?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, thankfully, I went up there slightly a bit before kick-off because I was down in the press box, which is halfway down, and I tell you what, I'm not very great with heights, and it was not a place to be if you're scared of heights. But what a cracking atmosphere it must have been to be amongst
fantastic
that.
Fantastic day. I really enjoyed the weekend. I stopped up at Whitley Bay on the Saturday night. I got absolutely slaughtered, but that's another story.
Moving on. Team Mansfield.
Yeah, I'd just like to ring up and give my full support to Team Mansfield and the SSA. What we have to remember is that Mr. Haslam's been in charge about, I think it's about 12 or 13 seasons now. And we've only been out of the bottom division once. And then he didn't give anybody any money to give us a chance of stopping in that division. The crowd that went up last week, 5,500, I think shows the kind of support we can attract to Field Mill. Sadly, I feel, and I think a lot, speaking to a lot of supporters, sadly, that whatever this man's in charge of this football club, that will never happen and we'll never push forward.
We did hear from Barry Coleman sort of about protests within the ground and during the games, that gets on the players' minds a little bit. Is that something you agree with?
Totally disagree. I think you get to a point, and I think a lot of the fans have got to this point now, where they've gone season after season, basically knowing what's happening and seeing money filtering out of the football club. And what do? You know, he's even got everybody, he's even the local newspapers back up now. And at the end of the day, enough is enough. We've got to... You can protest friendly, you know, but where does it get you? You know, you've got to do it in and out of the ground now. I think everybody's got to get behind Team Mansfield and get this man away from this football club so he can progress.
Thanks for your call, Chris Williams, Mansfield, from Huthwaite, rather. 01623 666 000. The talk about protests now.
Yeah.
We're now, it was 3 months since you were last on Sports Talk, prior when you joined Team Mansfield. It's been over 2 months now since the David Conn article. It's been almost a month since the SSA said that they were retracting.
Yeah.
But what I was seeing, the last protest you did, which was against Lincoln City, seemed to be the quietest of the lot, despite it being in the biggest crowd. I mean, is this something that... Is this a sign that this protest is petering out? That if you can only go so far with what you're doing at the moment?
Who said we were protesting in the Lincoln game? We're not protesting every single game. You know, it's like the idea of the balloons. You know, simple things, balloons printed with IOU 1.2 million. They caused such a furore. There was only 200 of them. We're not doing something every single game. And it just keeps Mr. Haslam.
But it was just the same thing. I mean, I'm up there. I'm close to you. Yeah. I can hear the same voices. It was the same voices that were shouting Haslam out. The same sort of 10 or whatever group that was involved, which seemed to be pre-orchestrated, because as soon as it was the attendance was out, that was it. It came up a little chorus, which, you know, second biggest crowd of the season, and it didn't catch on. So ultimately, I talk to Stags fans.
Yes.
And I'm sure you talk to Stags fans, perhaps on a bit more of a regular basis than I do in my job. But a lot of people don't think Team Mansfield can... there's no substance to what they're doing at the moment. What you're saying is
we can't offer a bid to Mr. Haslam.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Can you?
Okay.
If Mr. Haslam rang us up now on Sports Talk and said... Right, I'm going. Yep. I'm going now. Yep. Team Mansfield, here you go. You can go in charge. Yep. Give me the money. I will go. Could you do it?
Okay. If Mr. Haslam's asking for £5 and £6 million, no, we can't do it.
Right.
Okay. But then again, that would be overvaluing...
About £4 million.
But that would be overvaluing the football club.
Right.
Now, Mr. Haslam seems to forget that 8-9 months ago, Team Mansfield did put in a written bid. And then they followed it up a few weeks later with another letter confirming that bid. Now, he seems to forget that. Now, Team Mansfield will be putting in another bid. Now, whether it's...
Will it be one that he'll take seriously? Well, have you got the money for him to take you seriously?
I don't know whether he will take it seriously. Now, the reason given last time for Mr. Haslam not accepting the bid was that the time was not right because of what was going on with the Keith Curl affair. Now... You know, it comes back to the same thing. What is he actually going to be selling? What does he want to sell? Will he sell the land that's the training pitch? Or is he going to sell it to some sort of Las Vegas casino or whatever it is? At the end of the day, Team Mansfield put in a bid 8 months ago. We're preparing another bid, and that will be put in shortly.
And as we say, this is something that you but how can you put a bid... Right. The problem I've got at the moment is that, and Stags supporters that I speak to say this as well, is that they, as Keith Haslam said, you broke the agreement. This is his words. You breached the agreement because Team Mansfield agreed to put money into the club after 2002.
No, he didn't.
And therefore, that hasn't happened. No further money has come from Team Mansfield to help with the structure. So why should he consider you a serious risk? And a serious proposition if you've never shown the colour of your money.
The person who broke the agreement was not Team Mansfield. Team Mansfield were meeting Keith Haslam every single week with the SSA with what we call CCT meetings that were established by Team Mansfield so that the SSA, Team Mansfield and Keith Haslam could get together once a month to discuss what needed to be done for the fans. And it was always the SSA would be raising the finances for that. Part of the Team Mansfield agreement was that Keith Haslam would seriously look at putting a fan director, a supporter director, on the board of Mansfield Town, something he never ever took seriously. The other thing was that he would repay his loans, make his best endeavours to repay his loans. And people seem to forget He didn't do that, but what he continued to do was take more money out of the football club. And contrary to what Mr. Meal has said in the press, where he suggested that people have said that Mr. Haslam has stolen the money, we have never, ever, ever said that. The loans are illegal under Section 330 of the Companies Act, and Mr. Haslam has acknowledged that. People seem to forget that that is what is wrong in all of this. And Mr. Haslam has received an awful lot of money in our cup run. For what he received from the Newcastle game, or whatever, it could be in excess of £300,000. But the majority of that is going to go to balance the books. Well, if we had £1 million in backing our football club, we wouldn't have to balance
the books.
Do you
feel you've got the backing then of the majority of the fans? Because it does seem so why aren't we hearing choruses of Haslam out from every single Mansfield Town that fan, you know?
You will never
get that. It's easier to shout in a crowd than it is, as you know, Chris. You've stood up and done your own thing. But it's a lot easier for people to stand up and do it in themselves. And they're not doing it.
I disagree with that completely. I think when an organised group such as the guys who've been working with myself and other people and Team Mansfield, when we have instigated something, whether it be banners, balloons or whatever, there have been enormous shouts. And if you went to the Oxford game, you will have heard them. And the reaction was astonishing. To a man, 200 people were shouting and screaming for Haslam to Mr. Haslam.
Just finally, before we finish this quarter hour quarrel, and it's turning into a bit of a quarrel, we heard from Danny Reid there, and he says one of the reasons why he's joined this club, he's impressed with the ground, he's impressed with the pitch, he's impressed with the manager, he's impressed with the players. All those indirectly have come in, or directly, because of Keith Haslam. He's put the money up and he's allowed Peter Shirtliff to bring him in and bring the players in. He's brought in Peter Shirtliff as well, so.
You can't say that because he brings in one individual. That's a silly argument.
He's talking about the whole thing. The whole thing that he saw of Mansfield Town impressed him greatly. Far better than Bury, far better than, you know, any other League Two side that's in there.
Look, if you will come to our stadium, I'm sure it is quite impressive compared to other stadiums within League Two. It's bound to impress people. I fully understand that. But you're getting away from the main point here.
You've got 20 seconds.
And the main point here is that Mr. Haslam owes that money. Now, I'm sure Mr. Haslam's got a simple choice. He pays back the loans with his own money, and I'm sure a lot of this will go away.
10 seconds.
He then puts a director supporter on the board. And if he brings in, as we believe, a close relative of his, in the name of Nick Buchanan, then we hope that Mr. Buchanan has the decency to look at bringing a fan director in.
I have to stop you now, Chris. I've already given you 10 seconds more than you should have done, you naughty bum.
Jason, we should go on for an hour and a half on this. I wish the club had decided to bring somebody in as well, which we asked for.
Well, let's sort it all out. Shall we? Quick break, and then when we come back, a little bit more.